The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross. Can failing schools be turned around? Well, if any city can test that idea, it's Cleveland, where for years, public schools had some of the lowest test scores in the country. And then, this guy came along.
Our schools demonstrate that there's nothing wrong with the children, that in the right environment, they can thrive.
The results after this from Charlie. Charmin Leone is a Cleveland police officer. Her son, Roberto, is 10 years old, and he was having trouble in school. Couldn't behave himself in class. Brought home failing grades. And being a police officer, she knew exactly where that was heading. So she enrolled him at Cleveland's Near West Intergenerational Charter School. CBS's Dean Reynolds paid a visit.
The classrooms are quiet and small, 15 kids or less. There's individual instruction from teachers on everything from public speaking to personal etiquette.
Good morning, Roberto.
Good morning, Isaac.
And Roberto's mom says it's working.
He actually says, I enjoy a challenge now. What?
The charter school that Roberto now attends was started by Alan Roskam, a retired Cleveland businessman who has reopened several closed public schools as what he calls breakthrough schools. And Dean Reynolds discovered their secret.
Breakthrough uses three different models for learning. At Near West, there's more nurturing. Citizens Academy stresses personal responsibility and civic values.
Perseverance, loyalty.
While Village Prep is run with almost military-style precision.
And the results? Math scores up nearly 90%, science scores up more than 150%. And founder Alan Roskam isn't surprised.
People will say you have to fix poverty before you can fix education. We believe it's upside down. The only way to fix poverty is to provide our children with a quality education.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.